Welcome to the Successful Nurse Coach Podcast. On this podcast, Laura
and Shelby, both board-certified nurse coaches, show you how to make as much money as you want in private practice as a nurse coach.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Successful Nurse Coach Podcast. It is Shelby here today with a solo episode talking about the art of decision and what that means. To give a little context for this episode, Laura and I were at an event, at a mini retreat. I'm not really completely sure what we were doing in Sonoma. It's kind of like one of those things when your mentor is like, hey, be here this time, this place. You just go and you ask questions later. It was one of those kind of things. And we go to California and we are at this really intimate event with other 15 or so entrepreneurs from all around the world. And we talked about a lot of things during these 48 hours, but there was one ping in particular about the art of decision that like kind of made my heart stop, and my eyes were just like glued to my notebook. I was ferociously taking notes, and it was something that I knew that I had to come back here and share with all of you. And for some of you, this might not be new news, but I'm going to trust that if it's meant to land, it will land for you today. So this is going to be a bit of a spicy podcast today. So maybe check in with your headspace. And if you are looking for a nudge or a call forward, this is it. This is it, my friends. So to give you some more background on why I think this is so relevant to our community, Laura and I, after coaching hundreds of nurse coaches, after being nurse coaches ourselves, after being in certification, being teachers for a certification, like I live and breathe nurse coaching all live long day, 5 days a week, if not seven, like all day, every day. And I feel like I know our community very, very well. I've worked with a lot of, if not all, of the highest performers in our community. What an honor, truly, that is. And over the years, you know, Laura and I try to systemize our business or try to like fine tune it. And part of this is, you know, you got to find a problem to solve as an entrepreneur. We're always looking for something, but also this is mainly fueled by curiosity of like, is there a way to refine our application process? You know, I really love working with people who are all in on their business. And I know that not everybody gets to be all in on their business. Like it's a true luxury to be, it's either a true luxury or a true necessity to be all in on your business, and I can support those people really well. And I'm often, less often now, but in the beginning stages of business, I was often surprised at who was able to hit the ground running and just run, just do the thing, ask questions later. Like I really don't feel like I wasn't shooting 100% on my guesses there. So then entered this phase of time where anybody, like I really genuinely believe that anybody can be successful under the right circumstances. And if you don't have those circumstances, then how can we create the circumstances for you to be successful? And anyway, we're always constantly trying to find like, what's the right question to ask on our application? How do I know that this person is going to create amazing things in the world? How do we weed them out with people who maybe like the idea of a private practice, but aren't like in the headspace or the right time, or, you know, like how do we, there's all these like different factors to assess. And in years past, we've really just really relied on divine timing and trust in the universe that people who are meant to be in our space are in our space. And it's worked out really well. It really truly has. But this past week, I feel like I got another clue to the puzzle. I feel like there was another piece illuminated for me. And looking back on our clients who have generated more than $40,000 in their first year of business, who have crossed the six-figure mark and made it look I'm using air quotes, made it look easy, who have generated $150,000 in their second year of business. I kind of look at those people and I'm like, what makes you special? What makes you different? Me, Shelby, was not even close to $40,000 in my first year. I think I took 18 months to hit six figures, and that's still an amazing accomplishment. But I had some initial wins and then a really long dry spell for a long time. And I had a baby and moved and, you know, all the other things. But there are just some clients that we work with that just are able to put their feet on the ground and just move. I think that Laura and I are a bit of a version of the story, right? That at the time we were able to create success really quickly in the big picture of things. Like, I'm not raining on my own parade in any stretch of the imagination. 18 months to six figures is phenomenal. But there are people that do it faster than I did. There are folks in our world that do it faster than Laura did. And anyway, I'll get to the point here. But I look back on all of these people and I am seeing one thing that is glaringly obvious that I didn't have a word for before. And it's so clear now. But these people decided, these nurse coaches decided that they were going to make this work. And then they acted as if they had already decided. And I coach so many hours every week of new entrepreneurs. And a lot of people want a successful practice. They want the six-figure business. They want the time freedom, the financial freedom. They want the control, the autonomy that comes with being an entrepreneur. They have a deep desire for all of these things, but they haven't decided that it's theirs. They haven't decided that they are worthy. They haven't decided that they are enough to have it. And the key part here is when you decide, you act. And when people want, they usually get stuck in a loop over and over and over and over of wanting, what's wrong? How can I do it more? How can I do it better? And they don't ever act. They don't ever follow through. They don't ever do actions that have a return of investment on them, such as connecting, inviting, and coaching and serving, right? We tend to, if you haven't decided yet, you tend to avoid that process. You tend to avoid the method we have to create clients, and you spin your wheels like over in left field. And I don't even think that you have to like be spinning your wheels at 100%, you know, efficiency 100% of the time. But when you avoid that work completely and go over here and dilly-dally, then that is where you can get stuck in the wants instead of just channeling your energy towards a decision to make forward movement. And I kind of want to like let that simmer for a minute. And even just asking yourself the question of like, have I genuinely decided yet? Am I on the highway in pursuit of my dream, of my vision, of this life that I know that I want? But am I looking for the exits? Am I looking to get off the highway? Am I looking for distractions? And if I could gift each of you just like the grit and determination necessary to be a successful entrepreneur, I would include it in our mentorship price. If I could somehow box that up and gift it to you so that you just had it, so that we all start on an equal foundation, I would include it, even if it meant taking a piece of my own to give it to you. But the thing about grit and determination and deciding is that it is a skill that you have to build. It is a skill that comes through hard work, through doing scary things, through being vulnerable, for making decisions based on your values. It is earned. It is not given. And I think that sometimes when people join our programs, they think that the act alone of being in the right space, in the right room with the right support is enough. And while that is a huge piece of it, you also have to decide for yourself that you are worthy of having this dream, that you are worthy of success, that you are good enough, that you can always be better, but you are 100% whole and complete and good enough and can help people right now, today. So I want to invite a check-in of what's coming up for you. I really wish one of you was here live with me so that I could like coach through something really relevant with all of you. And I'll share my own story, I suppose, in lieu of that. But in the beginning of my practice, you guys know, I quit my ER job. I was working nights. I was newly pregnant. We were living in a town where I didn't know anybody and where most people were more excited about meth than they were about holistic coaching. And I quit my job. It was the highest paying job I'd ever had. I was on a travel assignment and I saw it through to the end. And I was so done. I didn't have words for why I was so done. I didn't have an awareness of like how deep my burnout ran. I didn't have all these things that I have now, like shadow work and inner child healing and people pleaser and codependent. I didn't have any of these labels. I knew that I was done. And I was in nurse coach certification. I honestly didn't really even have like a real plan afterwards. On my second to last shift, I interviewed with my first business coach and I hired her on the spot. I worked with her for 8 weeks and then, conversely, you guys know what I'm trying to say. Then I ended up working with her for 2 more years after that. And all of those micro decisions was me doubling down on my vision, on what I thought was my purpose, on being brave enough just to find out. I was doubling down in the pursuit of this thing that got me really excited. And this thing being coaching, this thing being helping people in a way that was really in alignment with my heart and my soul, this thing that allowed me to take maternity leaves and go on vacations and not have to work night shift and never work a Christmas Eve or a Christmas Day ever again. Being in pursuit of nurse coaching was one of the most thrilling things that I'd ever done, but I was never 2 feet out. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know if it was going to work out, but I decided that I was going to give it my best effort, that I was not going to play small, that I was going to be all in and see what happened. I think this is true for Laura too. I know that Laura did not hire a coach at the same pace. Like she hired a coach a little later on. And we were working with different coaches. And I've heard Laura tell her story enough times that she decided before we even graduated certification that this was going to be the way. It was going to be the way forward for her. And for those of you who are like, well, I just got out of certification and I don't really know what the next right step is. I promise that being in pursuit and being curious about whatever the thing is really important. Because even if coaching isn't the thing for you, being here, following through, and just being curious about your next step, the next right thing, is going to carry you so much farther than just being in the same place and thinking about it for the next 10 years. My dad often tells me that the most interesting people he ever meets are ones that don't know what they want to be when they grow up. And I love that saying so much of like, if we can just take the pressure off of figuring it all out today, what opens up for you, right? If you can just decide that you're going to figure it out and that the details are left for divine intervention, awesome. What a magical life that gets to be. Yeah. So this is a short and sweet episode today, and I want to encourage you that if you have not decided yet, if you are on the fence, if you're not even on the fence, if you're on the other side of the fence, what do you need? What information do you need? What support do you need? What exploration do you need to do? What do you need in order to decide? Because maybe the decision is to go all in on your business, or the decision is to switch your job, or the decision is to become a sourdough mom where you live at home and you make sourdough bread all day. That sounds pretty cool too. But what do you need in order to make a decision, because being on the fence eventually gets uncomfortable after a while. And it's no fun to be there either. All right, team. Let me know what came up for you today. I'm really curious. This, like I said, whenever I heard this, like, once you have decided, you will act. I just knew that all of you needed to know that. You are stuck or you are confused on why you cannot take action yet. It is because simply you haven't decided to do so. All right, team. Lots of love. See you same time, same place next week. Bye.
Are you ready to open your private practice this summer and make the leap into entrepreneurship? Introducing Make the Leap, our new offering by the Successful Nurse Coaches. Make the Leap is a four-month group coaching program that is designed to help you create your first paid client. Join our experienced lead coaches, Sean and Amy, as they guide you through the Successful Nurse Coach method, helping you create your first paid client in 30 days or less. Not only will you get access to our course that teaches you all the things on how to create clients in a non-icky way, we'll also be personalized mentorship, weekly group calls, and actionable steps to launch your business from just beginning into the paid coach club. Since we are not running new mentorship groups this summer, we didn't want to leave those of you who are ready to begin hanging out in space waiting for the next group to start. This group is a great way for new coaches who have yet to begin their coaching practice or for coaches who have five paid clients or less. This is the most affordable way to work with our team, so be sure to check out the link in the bio. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on Facebook.